The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill on Wednesday, July the 4th. Andy Holding looking at seven races for you at Ballyastown, beginning at 5.30 and going all the way through to 8.30. Good to firm ground over there in Ireland at the moment. No rain forecast, very sunny and warm conditions. So very much quick ground horses are going to be very much in the ascendancy here tonight.
Race 1.
We begin at 5.30, a mile contest for the two-year-olds. First race, actually, over the mile trip for the juveniles this season. And horses that have had a run, I think, will dominate here, as the market suggests. I quite like Serena here from the Joseph O'Brien stable. Of course, yard in great form at the moment. I thought this horse shaped really well on debut down in Limerick behind a well-backed horse of Aidan O'Brien's called Fleeting. And I thought she did quite enough on that occasion to suggest she certainly could be winning a race anyway. She kept on quite well and quite liked her attitude as well when she came off the bridle. So going forward, I think she could be a nice little project for Joseph. And this filly by Gale Force 10 is a nice price this morning, around about the 4-1 mark. So she'll do for me in the first.
Race 2.
On to the second, and this really is an opportunity here for Captain Vancouver to finally get off the mark in this 6 o'clock. It's a mile maiden contest, and he certainly has done more than enough in what looks a weak race to get his head in front here. The form of his last run when he was second behind Spinning Memories, who quickened away from him in the start of a very good horse, has worked out really well, because the third horse there from the Aidan O'Brien stable, Curly, has gone on to win subsequently. Not only does that form look really rock solid, I think the lack of opposition here tonight should mean that this horse will get his head in front, because none of the others have really shown a great deal up to now. So this really is the ideal chance for Michael O'Callaghan's charge to get off the mark. So Captain Vancouver, strong favourite there in race number two. Hopefully he'll justify position in the market.
Race number three.
On to the first of the handicaps then at 6.30, again over the mile. And I quite like the chances here, Koybeg from the Pat Murphy stable. A six-year-old who's been very consistent in recent times. He actually won three races on the all-weather surface at Dundalk during the winter. And he's carried that form over onto the turf. He was runner-up behind Club Wexford at Ayr, which has gone on to win since. And although he got beaten by Ad Modem at Garran on his next start when well-fancied, I certainly wouldn't hold him against him, because the winner came from a withering run down the outside and clocked a very good sectional. So once again, a good run in defeat. Again, nothing wrong with his run the other day down in Limerick behind Have a Nice Day. That form is really solid. Have a Nice Day runs that track well. Turbine, who was second, ran well at the Curragh on Saturday. And the way this horse kept on in the latter stage certainly suggests he's right on top of his game. Good jockey booking again here tonight, Chrissy Haynes, who knows his horse really well. And from a nice middle draw, I'd certainly expect Koybeg to justify each way support there in the 6.30.
Race 4.
On to the 7 o'clock, staying contest over 2 mile 1. Quite an intriguing little race here. I thought there were several that could be fancied. I certainly think Political Policy will go well. He ran well the last day when getting beat by an informed horse in the shape of You Can't Catch Me, who's been running well under both codes. But I'm going to take a little bit of a chance here on Cool Fighter, 10-year-old, trained by Niall Dooley. He's been running really well over hurdles of late, although he was a bit disappointing at Wexford the last day. He probably found 2 miles around that sharp track a little bit on the tight side. Prior to that, he'd won at Tremor over 2 mile 5, and that's more in keeping with his profile. He's very much a stamina-based horse, so this 2 mile 1 will really suit him. He's only rated 64 on the turf compared to in the mid 120 130s over hurdle, so, and he's won off 73 and 74 in the past, so he's really well in here, and we know he's in good nick. So double figure prices for this 10-year-old Cool Fighter make plenty of appeal there in that 7 o'clock.
Race 5.
onto the 7:30. Quite a competitive little race, despite the small field. Certainly think Poetic Light will go well here for the informed Joe Lyon stable. He was fourth in quite a hot race down in Garen the other day. But I've got a little bit of time from Premier League, who won at Sligo two starts ago in very, very convincing fashion. He went to Listowel the other day and once again ran quite well despite getting beat. But that form of that race and the time figure suggests it was a decent performance by Michael Morvelli's three-year-old. I just like his attitude. I think he's quite a nice type, this horse. And I think the miles triple suit him tonight round the sharp track. The fact that he's won at Dundalk and Sligo suggests that he does want to go around the bends and with a nice low draw. And a decent break, prominent early track position. It's hard to see Premier League not going well there in 7:30.
Race number six.
On to the 8 o'clock, again, a wide open affair. I'm going to take a chance at the informed yard of Damien English has another winner here with Alpharek, who comes here off the back of a victory at Dundalk when last seen. Although this horse has yet to go on the turf so far, he's certainly got the action to suggest that the grass will definitely suit him. And the form of that race that he won at Dundalk the last day has worked out quite well. His time figures are also quite good. So Alpharek, nice each-way price there for us in the penultimate.
And the final race.
On to the final contest then, and the favourite here is Chateau Lafleur from the Dermot Wells stable. But I wasn't really overly impressed with her run first time off the shelf when her disappointing four-on favourite at Dundalk back in March. So I'm going to go with Lady Nathaniel here, who chased down a horse that I napped the other day in the shape of Ruler of France. And that Ruler of France was making it three wins for three runs at Valley Road, so he obviously is a horse that operates well around the track. But there was a point in that race, and I must admit I thought Gerlange's filly was going to win. And with that in mind, I'm prepared to go with her here this evening. I certainly think the step up in triple suit, she shapes like the mile and a half will suit, and certainly her breeding suggests that, being Bobby Nathaniel. So I'm going to take the second favourite here, Lady Nathaniel, with the experience to beat the favourite at Chateau Lafleur in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again tomorrow when we can take in a look at a decent flat card for you at Tipperary beginning at 5:50. So until then, it's bye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.